Paul, can you start with the last part of the World Cup announcement? What does it mean for both Blake and specifically Dustin, since we didn't get a chance to talk to him, to get the recognition on that national scale, or international in this case?
To hit the first announcement, to be included in that group, great for them. All the players, and hopefully in days going forward, we'll have more players join the tournament. They get to go from the summer to a World Cup training camp and come back to an NHL training camp. It's just a great jump-off point for us for next year. Those two guys have been our drivers this year. Blake and very, very consistent with his game. And Dustin, and you look at it from a statistical point of view, with the goals he's probably going to end up scoring at the end and being a plus player. And now with you know, the injuries to Brian, playing against the other team's best, not sliding through games easily, he's been really, really solid.
Which part of Dustin's transformation has impressed you the most?
I think we're starting to see him build in quiet times to his game, which is important on the number of minutes that he plays, not feeling that he has to break the game loose every time he touches the puck. But more, maybe even more, the stuff that you wouldn't see, the involvement in meetings, the interest in video, his ability to describe a play to you after, if you talk to him about a play that happened, very detailed in what he saw on the ice. So he does see everything, he processes everything, and he has a pretty good idea of, you know, this is why I made this decision based on where these other people were. There's not a lot of players that can do that. And you don't even have to bring the video to show him. You can just ask him about a specific play the next night, the next day after a game, and he'll remember it clearly.
From talking to him, what do you think it means to him to get a chance to wear that jersey for conceivably the first time?
You know, I'm hoping it's part of that recognition by him how important a player he is in this league, and transfers that then to the Winnipeg Jets. I mean, we all appreciate what he does for us and how dominant he is in games, but to go to an all-star game and then to be named to a World Cup team on the first go-around, he's solidifying himself in maybe people that don't watch the Winnipeg Jets' minds as an elite player in this league.
From watching video of the Islanders, how's our game changed since you saw him in October?
I'm not sure that there's going to be a big change there. I mean, you go back, the playoff series with Pittsburgh for me is where you start really watching them. They got a young team with some high-end talent and gave Pittsburgh all they could handle. And they were one of the very few teams in the playoffs that year that weren't dumping the puck. They were attacking at the line, and that was something that Pittsburgh, I think, had a real hard time with. And then flash forward to where they are now, they've added some defensemen. They've got a depth that they didn't have now to just, you know, maybe possibly the best fourth line, if you want to call it that, in the league, but deep, and an adherence to a solid defensive game. So they've done a really good job of taking high-end offensive guys, the Tavareses of the world, and molding them in where they're still productive, but they play a very sound defensive game.
Coach, now that the trade deadline is come and gone, where would you say your team is, and what will the focus be the remainder of this regular season?
Well, we are through the trade deadline, and then injuries. We're a real, real young group up front, especially. And we have liked, over the course of the year, and statistically, liked our offense in terms of where it's coming from and the amount that we're generating. And what we want to see, give you an example for tonight, we'll have more times than not, you'll see Scheifele and Lowry playing against John Tavares. Five of those six players that are going to make up those lines are very, very young. Ehlers is a rookie for all intents and purposes. Dano is too. Armia is. Lowry's in his second year. Scheife hasn't turned 23, so Can we do both? Can we put offense up with a mind of playing against the best players in the world? And that's going to continue with all the games that we play. And we've got some real powerful teams. We just came off Florida. We get to a real good team with the Islanders, but we've got Chicago and we've got the Anaheims coming in. So we've got some really high-end players, so the focus is there. We want to be able to generate the offense that we generate on a nightly basis and then work very hard at not giving any up because of it.
Paul, obviously early, but what are you seeing from Marco Dano in the first couple games?
He's a really smart and solid player. He's for a guy that's come to new systems and he's come out of the American Hockey League for a stretch of games, he's picked up what he's supposed to do quite well. And if he doesn't, he recognizes that instantly on the ice that he's late or he's out of position, so he works hard to get back. He's moved the puck well, made plays when he's supposed to, released the puck when there was nothing there. Again, he's 21, I believe, so the progression in his game, there's lots of things he can jump off with. I think he's got some offense there. He's got some hands. He's made some good little tight plays. He gets on the puck quick. He's not getting to a puck late, and when he gets in there, you know, he's heavy set with a real wide stance. He can get down and control that puck. So we're seeing some smart defensive plays, and we're seeing some offensive ability there. Where those two things develop into what role he ends up becoming on this team, I think we don't have him as a limited guy. We're just learning about him.
Why was it important to put Perreault back out in the wing and Alex at center?
Just not everybody in your lineup's at 100%. Matty's really getting to the point where he's starting to feel good. A couple of weeks ago, he wasn't. There's more wear and tear on a guy in the middle, but Matty goes into the lineup as close to 100%. So we'll look at moving those two guys around. Okay.
One question.
Yes, sir. Hudson Bay man.
Your team scored a lot of shorthanded goals, yet your PK is not really effective in particular.
No, so we would be in the top five in the league from their end of the ice to our blue line in terms of what happens to the puck after that. We don't feel that, and while it has happened in a few instances, that what we're trying to do up ice has cost us when we get to our back end. You're going to see four or five of our six killers up front are going to be real young up front, and we are right in the middle of a process of changing the way our PK looks, so we've got some growing pains with it.